Democratic Governor-elect Tony Evers says he's busy putting together his transition team. His comments came yesterday afternoon after Governor Walker conceded defeat. The Republican had won statewide office twice and survived a recall election. So why couldn't he pull it off this time? UW-Madison political science professor David Cannon told WUWM's Mayan Silver that Evers won in part because of demographics, namely age, gender, and education.
Unlike 4 years ago, the college graduates went heavily for Evers over Walker. The 13-point gap there, with 56% of those with a college degree voting for Evers, only 43% for Walker, whereas Walker actually won the college-educated population by 1% last time. So that's a huge change. Second would be the youth vote, and that, too, was a big swing from 2014, where this year the 18- to 29-year-old vote broke 60 to 37 for Scott Walker, whereas last time it was only about a 4 or 5 point difference there. And the proportion of the electorate was bigger for the youth vote this time. It was up 1% over last time, but the turnout rate was much higher this time, about almost a 43% turnout for the youth vote, which is basically double the previous national record. Now, Wisconsin turnout's always higher than the national average, but still, that was a really strong youth vote. And then finally, on gender, there was a 9-point gender gap, which isn't large compared to the national gap, but that, again, is a pretty good size gender gap there as well, with 54% of women voting for Evers and only 45% for Walker. So those would be the demographics that really seem to play a pretty big role in this election.
What do you think compelled those demographics to go for Evers as opposed to for Walker?
Yeah, so if you look at the issues then, by far and away the big issue really helping Evers was health care. Both younger voters and women are concerned about, especially with the young voters, that through Obamacare, many of the people who are under 26 years old could stay on their parents' health insurance. If Obamacare was repealed and replaced, they would lose that coverage. Nearly half of the voters in exit polls who were asked what's your most important issue, almost half of them said healthcare, 46%. And of those, they broke almost 3-1 for Evers over Walker. So that was by far and away the biggest issue that helped Evers.
Do you think there was anything else besides healthcare that was working against Walker in this midterm cycle?
Yeah, the other big issue was Donald Trump. And for the voters who said that they strongly disapproved of Donald Trump, of course, they were voting heavily for Evers, and those who strongly approve were heavily voting for Walker. In fact, it was identical 94% of those two groups were supporting their respective candidate based on their approval or disapproval of Trump. But the thing that really helped Evers there is there are many more voters yesterday in Wisconsin who strongly disapproved of Trump rather than approving, 43% compared to 29%. So that's a big difference, you know, right there, you know, 14% difference of people being, you know, motivated by their opposition to Donald Trump. And so, that in fact, they had a separate question that asked if part of their reason for voting in the statewide races was to express support for Donald Trump or opposition to Donald Trump. There, again, there was about a 12-point advantage for Evers in terms of those who were motivated by opposition to Trump. 34% of voters said they were expressing opposition to Trump, and only 22% said they were voting in favor of Donald Trump. So it did seem that Donald Trump was a drag on the Republican ticket here in Wisconsin.
Now that Evers has been elected to the seat, what challenges will he face going forward?
Well, clearly the biggest challenge that Evers has going forward is the fact that he faces Republican majorities in the Assembly and the Senate. So there's not a whole lot that the governor can do on his own, obviously. He's going to need the support from the legislature for any actual, you know, changes in laws that he wants to make. And so at this point, I think Evers is just going to have to, you know, try to find some common areas. He can maybe work with Republicans in the state legislature.
What policy changes do you think that Evers will go after first?
Well, I would say infrastructure is going to be the one area where he probably has the most opportunity to work with Republicans. Other ones are going to be tougher. I mean, possibly down the road is the expansion of Medicaid to cover low-income Wisconsin residents. And this is something that you actually saw happen in at least two Republican states and potentially a third, where Idaho and Nebraska both had statewide referendums to expand Medicaid, and Utah is on the verge of doing that as well. Both aren't final there yet, but you have, you know, three very Republican states where the voters, when given the opportunity, voted to expand Medicaid, because that's actually a really good deal for the taxpayers. You end up saving the state a lot of money by getting that aid from the federal government to help fund our health care for poor people who are just above the poverty line. And so I think that, given that it's a good kind of fiscal conservative position where you're actually saving the state taxpayers' money, that might be another area where Governor Evers and the legislature could work together.
David Cannon is a professor of political science at UW-Madison. He spoke with WUWM's Mayan Silver.